Here in West Virginia, 31 people have falconry licenses. Roxy Todd spoke with one of them, 20-year-old Colin Waybright, who lives in Randolph County.
To be a falconer, you have to love birds. Like, really love birds. You can tell by the way Colin Waybright talks about birds with such admiration and affection that he fits the bill.
The way I got started is I went to a Hunt and Fishing Day celebration at Stonewall Resort. I saw this raptor display and I thought it was just amazing.
Colin became a falconry apprentice when he was 14 years old. And get this, first thing you need to do when you become a falconer is trap your own young bird in the wild.
So actually, the typical way that falconry works is you trap a young bird in juvenile plumage and train it.
So in the middle of January, 6 years ago, Colin trekked out in the snow to try to catch a young red-tailed hawk. He remembers sub-zero temperatures and leaving a rabbit as bait in a Swedish goshawk trap. He went to check the trap the next day.
I had my mom come down with me, and we went down, and it was dark, and the trap was shut. We're like, oh, what in the world did I catch? You know, because you never know what you're going to catch. You could catch an owl, a hawk, something like that. Well, we drove up, and this was the first bird I had caught, and it was a juvenile red-tailed hawk. Out of all the birds that I could have caught for the first time in that trap, it was what I was after. And that is just amazing to me to this day.
He named that red-tailed hawk Ace. He loved that bird. Colin spent like all his time training Ace and hunting with Ace. His mom says they were nearly inseparable. Falconry requires forming a strong bond with a bird of prey. Hawks aren't motivated to hunt on command. They hunt for the same reason a hawk does in the wild, because they're hungry. That means a falconer has to keep close tabs on their bird's weight, making sure they don't get overfed, but also stay healthy. Colin taught Ace calls so they could communicate in the woods. Here's a recent hunt Colin did with another bird. That's a typical sound a falconer makes to signal to their hawk that an animal they're hunting is getting away. In this case, a gray squirrel. The hawk knows through training to watch their human, well, like a hawk, to gauge where the squirrel is. Colin will walk through fields and forest, and the bird follows, flying from treetop to treetop, scanning for prey. They hunt together like this, but the birds really do most of the work. Colin usually lets his hawks eat the prey after they kill it. He got very attached to his first bird, Ace. They hunted together like this, just the two of them. In the wild, half of hawks die in their first year. If they survive past that, hawks typically live another 9 or so years. But if a falconer is feeding them, they can live for up to 3 decades. Colin's hawk, Ace, wasn't so lucky.
Ace ended up passing away in the second season I flew him. He was fine one day, doing some training. Then the next day he was acting a little bit slow. Next day there was clearly something wrong. Called the Raptor Center.
The West Virginia Raptor Rehabilitation Center in Fairmont advised Colin, trying to determine what was wrong with Ace.
And the next day he had passed away. So that's one of the hardest things ever.
Colin says the veterinarians told him Ace probably died from a genetic disease. Colin says losing Ace like that, so suddenly, was the toughest thing he's faced as a falconer. Since then, he's trained 8 birds of prey. Like most falconers, he loves watching the birds hunt. But even more than that, he just loves watching them fly. At times, it's like he vicariously gets to fly himself.
I definitely have wished quite a few times that I could fly. I mean, you see the hawks and you see all the other birds doing it as well, and they all have different flight styles. And it's amazing, but the flight style that's probably the most just fun to watch is the vultures. They're just so effortless. They can just soar on thermals, and whenever it gets a little windy, they just kind of tuck their wings back a little bit and go into it. And it's just amazing to watch them. Yeah, there's many times I wish I could be up there just flying around. Be really cool.
Another one of Colin's favorite parts of the work is giving presentations to kids.
I ask them questions as I'm talking to them, and their reactions to the questions are just priceless. I'll look at them, the group, and ask, you know, how much do you guys think this bird weighs? And I'll get guesses from 20 to 100 pounds. And it's just funny whenever you say, well, no, this guy only weighs about 2 to 3 pounds, and then the jaws drop, you know.
Most of these public talks have been put on hold during the pandemic, but Colin says he does offer informal demonstrations at his family's farm, where his mother also manages a bed and breakfast. And one day, he says, if someone approaches him with the right passion for learning falconry, he'd consider taking them on as an apprentice. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Roxy Todd.